This is the Archers for week commencing Sunday 23rd of September 2001.
It's Sunday morning at Bridge Farm.
More coffee, love?
Oh, yes, thanks, if there's some going.
Tony?
Just a minute.
What are you looking for, Dad?
Dawn Ram's phone number.
Oh, yes. Did you know about this, Mum?
I don't even know who Dawn Ram is.
Yes, you do. She was on the potato picking gang last year. Big woman. Always wore a shell suit.
Oh, her. Won't be in there.
Well, I'm sure I jotted it down on an old seed catalogue.
Oh, don't have her, Dad. She frightens Dom to death.
No, she's a good worker. Yeah, it's not here. I'll have to ask Jim.
You are having a drink with him?
Yes, lunchtime. I've got to get the gang organised, and I'm not going to have much time this week. Not with us wanting off to meet royalty.
Oh, yeah, like we're going to come across HRH feeding the pigs.
Well, don't be too long. I don't want the joint drying up.
Oh, you have remembered I'm going out, haven't you, Mum?
What? Well, no, I haven't remembered, because you haven't told me. Oh, Helen.
I did.
When?
Well, I can't remember exactly, but I'm sure I did.
Tom's out, too. Hardly worth cooking.
Well, don't. Get something to eat at the Bull with Dad.
Yeah, fine by me, love.
Oh, I suppose we could. Where are you going, anyway?
I'm just over to Greg's.
Oh, right.
Are you taking you somewhere nice?
No, I'm going to cook for him.
Oh, how traditional.
He doesn't often get a cooked Sunday lunch, Mum.
We asked him round.
I know. Right, better get ready. See you later.
And what was that supposed to mean?
What? Well, I think it's nice that she's cooking for him.
That last remark.
What remark?
About us inviting him round. As if we didn't make him welcome or something.
Yeah, well, you didn't particularly.
That's not true. I made a big effort.
And it showed. You have got reservations about him. Helen's bound to pick up on that.
I might not have if we knew more about him.
No, I've told you. Men just don't have that kind of conversation. You didn't get much out of George.
No, but I'm sure he was holding something back.
Oh, now you're just being paranoid.
Well, you're right in a way.
Oh, that makes a change.
If only there was some woman I could talk to.
Well, you could ask Jennifer. After all, he works with Brian.
Oh, yes, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, and she's just as keen on psychological profiling as you are.
That's a good idea. I might go round this morning.
Oh, great.
What's the matter with that?
Well, I was hoping you might help me ring round these casuals.
Oh, yeah, they're a law against that.
Doing a bit of work on a Sunday, you'd think so.
Oh, I'm disemboweling statues. I mean, what's she ever done to you?
I'm trying to turn her into a water feature.
You what?
Fountain. For this landscaping job.
A fountain? Well, where's the water going to come... No, I don't want to know.
She could be carrying an urn.
Yeah, well, she could be, but she ain't.
Ah, this one ain't. This is just a prototype. Want to see if we can get the tubing in.
Yeah, well, whatever turns you on. Wouldn't it just be simpler to buy one?
And then would I make a profit out of that?
Well, if it's your idea of a fun way to pass a Sunday morning...
It is. Anyhow, how come you're up so early?
Well, I've got things to do.
I don't normally see you this side of dinner. Hey, have you spoken to your mum yet?
Yeah, she's cool about Jazza coming round and run through a few numbers tomorrow, and I'll square it up with Grandad.
Not about that.
What then?
Your birthday.
Oh, that? Yeah, well, not much to say.
Yeah, well, she just wanted to make plans.
Yeah, not for some poncy birthday tea. I'm not a kid no more.
Yeah. You don't know the way you behave sometimes. If you've upset your mother...
No, I didn't.
We just want you to have a good day.
Yeah, I will have. I'm going to the gig. Just gives a bit of extra cash so I can enjoy myself.
Is that still on?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
Oh, no, William's taking Emma.
Oh, God, I know. Sad, isn't it?
Is it?
He can't get his own girlfriend, so he has to make do with my cast-offs.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, straight up.
That's not how William tells the tale.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be, would it? He'd have to put a brave face on, sad old git.
And you've got someone to go with?
Yeah, of course I have. Yeah, queuing up they are. Only problem is deciding who's the lucky girl.
Well, it is to be popular.
Yeah, well, Will wouldn't know.
Well, I suppose at least it can give you a lift. Put your mum's mind at rest.
No, he's not taking his car. He don't want to drink and drive.
How's he getting there, then?
I don't know. He's come to mate into giving him a lift. Who cares?
Mm, I suppose I could run you both up there.
No, that's all right. The less we see of each other, the better.
How are you going to get this?
That's no problem. It's sorted.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, I'll leave you to it. Watch where you stick that tube in.
You can always give me a hand.
No, I've got no time, Dad. Bands to manage, girls to keep happy, transport to organise. I'm a busy boy.
Is there anything I can do? Oh, could you start peeling the apples? Would you mind?
No, of course not. Look, I'm interrupting you.
No, no, don't be silly. I like to have somebody to talk to while I'm cooking.
Are you sure? Because if you'd rather I went...
No, no, not now you've offered to do the apples. The peeler's over there, look.
Oh, right.
I'm sure we'll have a more interesting conversation than I'm going to have at lunchtime. But I wanted to take the pressure off Mum.
Isn't it working, George and Chris staying at the lodge?
Well, Chris is fine. She's company for Mum.
And she must be.
But George is heavy going.
Hardly his setting, is it?
No, stranded among all Mum's knick-knacks. And he's not the world's greatest conversationalist.
I know.
I can ask him how the village survey turned out.
Maybe it goes with a job. I don't find Greg very forthcoming.
I can imagine. How's that going?
Well, Helen seems very happy.
But you're not.
I just wish we knew more about him. Do you think that's unreasonable?
No, no, not at all.
You don't know much about his background, then?
No, not really.
You never said anything to Brian?
No, well, Brian doesn't really go in for cosy chats with his workers, not even when he's related to them.
Oh, I hear the Hassett Hills launch went really well.
Yes, yes, it was great.
Debbie's happy with Simon, isn't she?
Very. Why?
Well, Tony thinks I'm paranoid, but the age difference between Helen and Greg does worry me.
Oh, I see.
I mean, if she was going out with someone of her own age and he wasn't very forthcoming, that'd be different, but... Greg.
Oh, and you think he might have a past?
He must have, mustn't he, at his age?
Always led a very dull life.
Didn't that concern you with Simon?
No. Well, Simon's such a different character. I mean, he's so open.
Yes.
And part of his past was Debbie anyway, wasn't it?
And the age difference didn't worry you?
Oh, Debbie's always been mature for her age, and well, I always imagined her with an older man anyway.
Yeah, I suppose that's true of Helen, too.
Yeah, well, of course it is. Look, I really wouldn't worry, Pat.
Wouldn't you?
No, these relationships can be very successful. I mean, look at Lillian.
Lillian?
Well, she was perfectly happy with Ralph, and it was when she started chasing after younger men that the trouble started.
Oh, that looks wonderful.
It'll do.
Fancy you being able to make pastry.
Oh, I've got lots of hidden talents.
Well, you don't have to keep them hidden. You could enter that for the flour and produce.
Now, that wouldn't do much for my image, would it? What would the poachers think?
You don't mind if I tell Mum, do you?
Of course not. If you seriously think she'll be interested.
Oh, she'll be interested.
Yes?
She'll be picturing me slaving away in the kitchen while you sit with your feet up reading the Sunday papers.
That's what she thinks of me. The unreconstructed male.
Not just you. The battle isn't over yet, as far as Mum's concerned.
And I'm the enemy.
Well, she has cooked for you. That's a start.
Bit of a sticky one.
She'll come round.
I don't want to make trouble between you and your mother.
You're not. She's just... Well, I've never really had a serious relationship before.
Can't think why. All those young studs at college.
Immature. Callow youths. I was waiting for a man.
An old man. Is that what's bothering your mum?
What's bothering Mum is that I'm not her little girl anymore. It's nothing to do with you.
Hope not.
Really? But talking of little girls, you haven't got round to buying Annette her birthday present yet, have you?
No, I was still hoping you'd be able to come and help me.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks, love. A necklace, you thought, didn't you?
Yeah, but you do realise I might not be quite on top of the latest fashions for 11-year-olds.
You know more than me.
Oh, well, I was 11 once, though not as recently as my mother seems to think.
So, when shall we go? It ought to be pretty soon.
Ah, could you get into Portchester tomorrow? I'm sure Kirsty could cover me for a couple of hours.
You sure that's all right?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Morning, Tony.
Hello, Eddie. Hey, you haven't seen old Jim Fisher by any chance, have you?
No. What, have you lost him?
I hope not. I need to get a gang sorted out for my potato picking. You wouldn't be interested, would you?
Sorry I can't help you. Got my hands full with this landscaping job. Old Brooks are breathing down me neck as it is.
They're supplying the turf, are they?
Yeah, we ain't even got the ground ready yet. That's this week's big job. We've got to turn over the old veg patch.
Oh, what did he decide in the end, Dad? Down her nose, through her ears, out her armpits?
Oh, yeah, very comical.
What's all this, then?
I'm converting one of my garden ornaments into a water feature.
Yeah, by sticking an old hose pipe up it.
It's going very well, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, Dad, of course it is.
I couldn't interest you in a bit of potato picking, could I, Ed?
No, not my scene.
Yeah, too much like hard work.
All those old slappers, I've heard what they do to young lads.
It's one of the perks, isn't it, Tony?
Now, if you've got something better waiting, see ya.
Hey, don't be late for dinner. Oh, I don't know what we're going to do with that lad.
Reminds me of you at his age.
Yeah, more like our Alf. Hey, Have you thought of asking Mike? He don't seem to have much on at the moment.
Not his scene either. But I must talk to him about our veg boxes.
Oh, there's Dad. I wonder if he's had any luck.
Well, what's he after this time?
Con some mug into giving him some land to practice his ploughing. Oi, Dad!
Ask him if he's seen Big Jim.
Yeah, right you are. Oh, morning, Mrs. Aldridge.
Oh, morning, Eddie. Pat won't be long, Tony. She's just having a word with Betty.
You joining us for lunch?
No, I'm having Mum and our house guests round. Well, I suddenly realised I haven't got anything non-alcoholic to give George.
Have the taps run dry?
I hope Sid can come up with something a bit more exciting than that. But don't worry. You know, I've put Pat's mind at rest.
Have you? Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm sure it won't be a problem. I mean, look at Debbie and Simon.
Why?
Oh, the age gap. And they couldn't be happier.
Than who? Oh, I get you.
Hi, love. You finished with Big Jim?
No, I haven't even started yet.
Oh, there's Sid. Well, I'll leave you to it.
Oh, fine. Thanks for the chat, Jennifer.
Any time. And I've just said to Tony, I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. Sid, have you got any elderflower and thyme?
Now I am worried about Helen and Greg.
Why?
Jennifer's just reassured me.
I see.
If I thought Greg was anything like Simon Gerrard...
Well, at least they know everything there is to know about him.
Well, don't we all? Now, if it's a choice between a bloke who's a bit on the quiet side and one who never shuts up...
Well, I don't think that's very fair.
Not to Greg, no. Still, if it's reassured you...
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, Pat.
I can't help the way I feel. OK, maybe the age thing isn't such a concern. I mean, Helen might be happy with an older man.
She is happy.
Yeah, but for how long?
Now who's being unfair? Just because the poor bloke's not one of your chatty intellectuals.
All right, he's quiet, I accept that.
Well, then.
I still feel he's keeping something back. I'm sorry, but I do. And until we know what it is, I can't be happy for them. I don't want Helen hurt.
It's Monday morning and Helen has bad news for Greg.
Sorry to disturb you at work.
That's all right. I'm only seeing to the pens.
Look, I'm really sorry, but I won't be able to meet you today.
Well, that's a shame. What's the matter? Can't Kirsty cover?
No, she's rung in sick. Stomach bug.
Well, can't be helped. We'll just have to do it some other time.
Well, it could be helped if Mum wasn't being so difficult.
What's your Mum got to do with it?
Well, she's supposed to be bringing a delivery in today, so I rang and asked her if she'd mind looking after the shop for an hour or so.
Ah, she didn't have time. Well, she's a busy woman.
It isn't that, Greg. She said she wasn't coming in with a delivery after all. There's something wrong with the van.
That's hardly her fault.
Well, there's always something wrong with that van. It usually takes about 10 minutes to fix. But she wouldn't find Dad to look at it or have a go herself.
Maybe she's got other priorities this morning.
Yeah, once I said I wanted to meet you.
It doesn't matter. We can do it another day.
Oh, it does matter. You want to get the present off to France in good time. And
there's time.
And there's no need for Mum to be so difficult.
So we gave him it this morning and he was thrilled. Shall I start on this next batch?
Oh, yes, please. I'll finish these. I think he was. He'd tire and pick. I've been cheap.
Bit cheaper than what he really wanted, which were a car.
He must have known you couldn't afford that.
We got William one.
Well, he was 18.
Don't make no difference as far as Edward's concerned. What William's got, he's got to have. And the other way round.
William's never struck me as the jealous type.
Oh, he's taking Emma to this big concert on Friday. No, it were only last week she was spending a quiet evening in with Edward.
Oh, dear.
And he says I shouldn't worry, it'll all sort itself out. And Edward reckons he's got a hot date for the concert.
Oh, he's going too?
Yeah. That's his real birthday treat.
Oh, I wondered why he'd given him his present early.
Yeah, it made more sense. He's got Jazza coming over this morning, and he were pleased.
It's all you want, isn't it? The odd smile from them.
As long as the concert goes well and he don't fall out with William and this girl turns
up. Clary.
Oh, I just want him to have a good birthday.
I know. Oh, what's it like being a mother?
Hard work.
I don't know, you think, don't you? It'll be all right if I can just get them sleeping through the night, if I can just get them onto solids, if I can get them out of nappies, when they're at nursery, when they're at school.
Then I can stop worrying. Of course, you never do.
Yeah, if I can just get through this next bit, it'll be all right, but it never is.
Oh, no, Pat, it ain't that bad. You wouldn't be without them.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's all right.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry, Dad.
No, you're right. Of all the mothers in the world, I should be the one to enjoy my children for what they are.
Still, that's easier said than done, eh?
Is this that Helen and Greg?
Oh, is it that obvious?
Oh, you've got mixed feelings.
It's unnatural.
Is it?
I don't know. Tony thinks I'm being quite unreasonable.
Oh, well, man, as long as a bloke can stand his round at the pub.
The thing is, what's bothering me now is, well, I wonder if I'm just jealous.
Jealous?
Well, it's meant a lot to me having Helen back home, working on a shop together, all that.
Oh, no, well, you're very close.
Maybe I just don't want Greg messing that up.
That ain't like you.
Isn't it?
No.
Helen wanted me to cover for her at the shop today so she could see Greg. You know, I was supposed to be taking that delivery in.
Yeah, but the van's out of action. Well, that ain't your fault.
She said I wasn't trying to get it fixed.
That's just kids for you. I think the world revolves round them.
Maybe, but...
She was the unreasonable one there. You don't want to get into a state about that.
Don't you think so?
No, she can see him another time, won't her? Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Oi, gorgeous, over here.
Ed Grundy, who let you in?
The security.
You ain't got a pass.
No, I have now.
You signed up for a course? Decided to give reading and writing one last chance?
Yeah, you should be on the telly.
Yeah, so should you, Crime Watch.
Are you going to sit down?
Why should I?
Well, you're blocking the gangway for one thing.
But my mates will be down soon. I said I'd save him a table.
No, there's plenty of room at this one. Oh, are you ashamed of being seen with me?
Yes.
Oh, no, come on, Fallon, give it to me straight.
Well, what did you expect if you blagged your way in here just to see me?
Then why would I do that when you're freely available any night at the Bull?
Because I told Mum I don't want to see you. God, I could have you done for stalking.
Don't get Madonna. Look, you ain't the only one with college mates.
Oh, what, were you going out with one of the canteen ladies? I heard they're not particular.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Cover me in chip fat and make me their plaything.
Explains why the service is so slow.
Why don't you just sit down and insult me? Then at least one of us will be comfortable.
All right. But if any of my mates come...
Yeah, I'll get my coat, yeah.
So who have you come to see?
No, I don't think you'd know him. Dermot Sweeney?
Oh, I know him. He's on our course.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, the year above. What's Dermot Sweeney want to see you for?
What, you don't think I'm good enough to mix with college boys?
You said it.
Oh, he's joining the band.
Is he?
No. Huh? Thought that'd get your attention.
He was playing with Freak Report.
Yeah, well, they broke up, so he'll fit right in.
Yeah. Except it's a shame to hide him behind a drum kit. With Jazzer, it was an advantage.
Yeah, well, there's only one stud in the band, of course, but I suppose one more won't hurt.
This is all true, isn't it? Not one of your little fantasies.
What do you think I'm doing here? Look, we're all going over to my place to try out my new amp.
What new amp?
And what I got for my birthday, which is Friday. Yeah, if you were thinking of sending me a card.
In your dreams. Which is where I'm beginning to think all this belongs.
No, there's one way to find out. Yeah, come with us.
Well, I can't see what's wrong. But then I ain't much of a mechanic. No, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't anything obvious. At least Helen can't hold that against me.
Who's this?
Looks like... Good heavens.
It's Greg. What's he want?
I don't know. But I don't want him getting on my case like Helen did.
We wouldn't do that. Morning, Greg.
Morning, Barry. Morning, thanks.
Morning.
Is this the van you're having trouble with?
Well, yes, but it's not anything obvious. We just checked. Did Helen ring you?
Yes, that's why I came.
Oh, I see.
Pat's really tried to fix it.
I'm sure. You've got this delivery to make, haven't you?
Well, yes, but...
Well, I can take it in for you.
You could.
If you'd like. I was going to Borchester anyway.
Well, that's handy.
Helen and I will just have to postpone our little shopping trip.
Oh, dear.
We can go any time. But there's no reason the shop has to miss out on the delivery it needs.
Oh, no, but...
Unless you'd rather wait and do it yourself.
No, it's very kind of you.
Don't want stocks running low, do you, Pat?
Well, that's what I thought.
Oh, but it's putting you to a lot of trouble.
No, it isn't. I was on my way to Borchester.
Oh, you weren't on your way here, though.
Well, seeing that I am here...
Be ashamed to waste the journey.
Exactly. So, where's this stuff? Shall I start loading it?
It's all boxed ready, isn't it, Pat?
Yes.
Hang on, I'll just make some space in the back. Then we'll get cracking.
Thanks. That were nice of him.
Yeah. Now I feel really awful.
Oh, there should be some in the fridge, Jazz. Yeah, just don't touch Grandad's corned beef. Sure you don't want anything to eat?
No, Ta. Might as well get someone at home now.
There's no need to rush off. Look, Jazz and I want to run through a few more numbers.
But I've heard what the amp can do now. The novelty's worn off.
Yeah, the same could be said for Dermot, eh? That's a shame he had to go.
Yeah, well, you've got to meet his girlfriend.
You didn't know about her?
You know I didn't.
Oh, yeah, well, they're quite an item. Even talking about getting engaged.
Yeah, okay.
Ah, well, no problems, Fallon. I'm still available.
My troubles are over then. What do you imagine that you've got that I'd be interested in?
Spare ticket for the gig on Friday?
It's only because Emma Carter dumped you.
Whatever.
Yeah, if you've got one you need to sell...
Now she's offering me money.
Too right I am. Don't get ideas about this. Me buying a ticket off you don't mean I'm going out with you.
No.
Just that you got me the ticket.
Yes.
If that's straight, I don't mind taking it off your hands.
Fair enough. Just one thing.
What?
How are you getting to the gig if you're not coming with me?
Well, I don't know that yet. I'll sort something out.
All right.
Well, how are you getting there anyway?
I've got wheels.
Yeah, if you can find a car to hotwire.
I've given all that up. You made me see the error of my ways.
Yeah.
Don't believe me, then. I mean, it don't matter, does it? You can get left with your mum. Oh, no, she's going to be running the pub. Well, oh, your mates, then? No, they couldn't get tickets,
I'll
could
manage.
They? Of course you will. You can come with me.
Where do you want these carrots?
All those shelves at the back, please. You don't need to stop and help me.
Might as well, now I'm here. Anyway, you might need to deal with a customer.
If Mum had come.
She was trying to fix the van. And it doesn't matter. You've got your stock. We've got a bit of time together.
Yeah, I suppose so. Oh, I've had a different idea for Annette's present.
You've changed your mind about the necklace?
Well, it seemed a bit unimaginative. And just one thing. Well, she might not like it.
I know, it's difficult.
Not if we buy her lots of things. Accessories.
Gloves and handbags.
No. Baubles, bangles and beads. Nail varnish. Glitter hair clips. You don't need to know her size or her tastes.
Well, maybe. Where would we get it?
There are whole shops just full of this stuff. Full of 11-year-old girls, too.
Are they?
Yes.
I wouldn't be brave enough to go in on my own.
Well, we'd get a whole box load. Wrap them all individually. Lots of little treats. She's bound to like something.
That's a very good idea. Thank you.
Hello. Mum.
Oh, afternoon, Pat.
So, you did fix the van.
No, I came in my own car.
Why?
I thought I could do the unpacking and mind the shop. So if you two want to go out for lunch...
Oh, we've made a start. But that would be great, wouldn't it, Helen?
Yes, it would.
Tell you what, I'll leave the heavy stuff through and then we'll go.
Thanks.
My pleasure.
I suppose I should say thank you.
And I should say I'm sorry.
What for? Greg said you were trying to fix the van.
Yeah, I wasn't very helpful when you rang.
Well, it's possible I wasn't very nice to you.
It's just
that...
No, you first.
I just want you to like Greg, that's all.
I know. And he was so kind this morning, genuinely thoughtful, not making a big deal of it.
That's how he is. I know he's quiet, Mum, but it isn't sinister.
Of course not. Oh, Helen, love, I just... You know.
No, Mum, I don't.
Maybe I find it hard to let you go.
I just want you to be happy for us.
I know.
There's nothing to worry about. You're not going to lose me.
Yes, I am. Just a little bit. But it doesn't matter. Off you go.
Really?
Yes, you must be starving. And Greg said you wanted to do some shopping too.
Oh, yes.
A man who wants to go shopping. I mean, he is a treasure. Are you looking for anything special?
Oh, no. No, not really.
Joe needs to ask Neil for a favour.
Fight, there's enough for all of you.
Fine looking bench you got there.
Oh, you after something, Joe?
Well, I've always had an eye for a good porter. Could have kept more at Grange Farm, but any one team.
Oh, is that right? I thought turkeys were your thing.
Oh, there's a lot of satisfaction to be got out of raising turkeys, that's true. Just been feeding ours, as a matter of fact.
Yeah? Well, I hope you locked up after you.
Be easier for him to get into Long Lard.
Oh, good.
I'm really sorry about that, Neil Carter. Won't happen again.
Oh, pleased to hear it.
Last thing he wants to do is upset such a good neighbour as you've been to us, especially as we might be sharing closer ties one day.
Oh, here we go. I knew there was something. If Eddie's got another half-baked scheme he wants me to come
in on... Oh, I wasn't talking about Eddie.
I ain't got the room. He's taken over every bit of spare land I've got as it is.
I ain't talking about Eddie.
Huh?
I meant our William and your Emma.
What about them?
Stepping out together.
First I've heard of it.
Really? Oh, our William's full of it.
Oh, she might have told Susan. Emma and William?
He's a good boy, our William.
Well, I never said he wasn't.
And he's got prospects.
Oh, come on, Joe. It's a bit soon for all that, isn't it?
Well, he was just saying.
Have they even been out yet?
No, but Friday's the big night.
Is it?
Well, don't worry. She'll be safe with him.
Oh, I'm not worried. Should I be?
Well, you do hear terrible stories of what goes on at these concerts, but you can rely on our William.
What concert?
Well, one of them festival things. Loud racket in the middle of a field. Not my idea of a good time, but...
That's
they
where
were...
they're going?
Ah, Helpershamway. Now, I know what you're thinking.
I'm thinking nobody's told me anything about this.
You're thinking there's liable to be all sorts of goings-on, but our William wouldn't have nothing to do with that kind of thing.
Neither will my Emma if I have anything to do with it.
Well, I knew we'd see eye to eye. We've always been such mates.
Joe, look, I want to get home now, so whatever this favour is, just ask me, will you?
Well, that's nice. If a man can't exchange a few pleasantries with an old...
Joe!
You know, all right, now. You know I'm going in for the ploughing competition.
No, but carry on.
Well, I am. And, of course, I need to practice, so I was wondering...
No.
You don't even know what I'm going to ask you.
If I've got a bit of land you can practice on.
Well, yeah.
Well, I haven't.
Well, yeah, but...
If I ain't using it, Eddie is. So tell him to move something.
What about this field?
What about it?
Oh, grass is fair worn out at the top there. Could do with reseeding.
It's not worn out, and I need it. I need all the land I've got. You should ask at one of the big farms.
Well, I just thought it'd be easier.
Yeah, if you only had to stroll across the road, yeah.
I was only asking.
Well, you've asked. Now I need to get home. I want a word with our Emma.
Come on. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Good girl.
Looks like she's getting the hang of it.
I thought I'd get on with it while things were a bit quieter.
Yeah, it's been a hectic few days, isn't it?
Always the same. They all seem to carve in a rush. And with the Hassett Hills launch, too.
Yeah. I've just been on the phone to Crowthers.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, careful, girl.
How are the sales doing?
Well, they're a bit slow, to be honest with you.
Well, it's early days.
Yeah. But I was hoping that people would be, you know, so impressed by the launch that they'd put their orders in straight away.
It is only Tuesday.
I suppose so. And Debbie pointed out some places might already be stocked up for this week, even this month.
That's true. You've spoken to her then?
Yeah, she rang me. I've hardly been off the phone all afternoon.
Oh, yeah? You want interesting?
Well, Mum's coming over later.
That's nice. Is she okay?
Yeah, I think so. Starting to settle in.
I bet she's more organised than we are.
Well, that's always been true. And then I got a mysterious phone call from Joe Grundy.
He rang?
Yeah.
It must be something special, then. Usually he just turns up.
Yeah, well, he's doing that as well. Of course, being Joe, he wouldn't tell me why.
Oh, well. Makes life interesting.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, if we're going to have all these visitors, I'd better get back to see how the drilling's going.
Oh, afternoon, Bert.
Oh, Mrs. Archer. Well, this is a nice surprise.
Come in for your tea.
Ah, it's right time as ever. Something's unchanged.
I have timed it well, then. I bought a few flapjacks up.
Ooh, now, that will be a treat.
I was baking anyway. Shall I make it now?
Yeah, it's tar. Well, this is nice, just like old times.
Come on, Bert, it's only been a fortnight.
Ooh, is it? Seems longer somehow.
Well, that's a good sign, isn't it? Shows you're getting used to the changeover.
Maybe.
Soon you won't remember things were ever different.
Ooh, I doubt it.
I know, I'm starting to fit... Oh!
What's the matter?
Seems to be something wrong with the auger.
Yes.
It's stone cold.
They've switched it off.
Oh.
Oh, Jill, that's nice. David said you were dropping in.
Yes.
She's brought us some flapjacks.
Oh, great. We've really been missing our tea time treats, haven't we, Bert?
We have.
It's no trouble.
A flapjack and a nice cup of tea. Have you got the kettle on?
Well, no, because the Argo seems to be switched off.
Well, that's OK. We've got an electric kettle.
Yes.
David will be in soon. He's just in the yard talking to Joe.
Shall I fill the electric kettle for you, Mrs. Archer? He knows how to work it.
Oh, Bert, you just plug it in. He's upset about the Argo.
None of my business how you choose to run your lives.
No.
Why did you decide to switch it off?
We didn't decide. Is that what Bert's been telling you?
I never said a word.
One of the kids switched it off when they were playing house in here on Saturday.
Saturday?
So we just haven't got around to relighting it.
No.
Don't you find that a nuisance?
Not really.
The cooking?
You know me, queen of the microwave.
And the hot water?
We've been using the immersion.
Oh, I see.
And I've been using this kettle.
Yeah, terrible. All the effort involved in switching it on.
Well, I used to like to see the kettle bubbling away on the top. It made it homely.
Yes.
We'll get the Argo back on, Bert.
It's not permanent.
No.
When, though?
When we get round to it.
When will that be?
Oh, I don't know. Christmas, probably, the way we are. I'll just go and wash me hands.
Christmas.
It was a joke, Bert.
Well, it ain't no joking matter to me. It's like the heart of the kitchen, the Argo, isn't it? And the kitchen's the heart of the home, that's what my reader says.
Well, I know what she means.
Of course you do. You'd never let the Argo go out.
Hello, love. You're early.
Elizabeth said I might as well go home when the kids did.
Oh, what kids?
Hayley had a first playgroup in for the nature walk, and I was helping her out.
Oh, did it go well?
Yeah, they had a really good time.
Good.
I enjoyed it too. It's great working with Hayley.
Yeah, sure it was.
You had a good day?
Yeah, all right. Joe Grundy wants me to give him some land to practice his blowing on.
Oh, yeah.
Reckons our families are more closely united.
Do you want a cup of tea?
No, you're going out with William.
I'm what? Oh, honestly.
You're not?
Of course not.
I should have known he got it wrong.
Just because he got me a ticket for the gig.
Well, the one on Friday, this festival thing.
Yeah, but it don't mean I'm going out with him.
But you're going to the concert.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sorry, love, but I'm really not very happy about that.
Why not?
Well, I'm not sure you'll be safe. From what Joe was saying...
Oh, and he'd know, of course.
Everyone knows what goes on at these things.
Yeah, bands play, people have a good time. Terrible.
It's how they have a good time that concerns me.
Dad, I'm not going to take drugs. I'm not stupid. I can look after myself.
Well, that's what you said last year, and look what happened on your birthday.
My own silly fault for letting Ed Grundy get involved. I've picked the right brother this year.
I thought you said you weren't going with him.
I'm not going out with him. We're just going there together.
Why?
He can get us a lift.
Well, why isn't he taking his car?
He doesn't want to drink and drive. See how responsible he is.
He shouldn't be drinking at all if he's out with my daughter.
Dad!
I'm not happy about this, Emma. And what your mum's going to say,
mum's
I dread to...
cool.
She knows?
Yeah.
And she doesn't mind?
She trusts me, Dad. And she's got this old-fashioned idea that William can protect me if he needs to, which he won't.
Can he? Well, he's planning to get drunk.
Oh, he's not planning to get drunk.
Getting you a lift with some stranger.
Oh, yeah, she's very strange. She's the secretary of Penny Hassett WI.
What?
The mum of one of William's mates. She's taken a carload of us.
Oh.
Mum knows her. Now are you happy?
And how are you getting back?
I'm not sure exactly, but...
Well, I am. I'll fetch you.
Dad!
See, I only need a little bit of land, just enough to get the plough set up.
Well, I expect we could find an odd corner. Only, this really isn't a very good time.
Well, I don't hold you up. Just see if you'd have any objections to the idea.
Well, can't see any problems. I need to talk to Ruth, of course.
Oh, of course you do. Yeah.
Have a bit of a think about, you know, where might be the best place.
I'll come back tomorrow then, shall I?
Yeah, maybe. It might be easier if I just...
Afternoon,
John. Afternoon, Bertrand.
Mrs. Archer's here. And she's bought some flapjacks.
Ah, well, you don't want to miss them. I'll see you tomorrow, then.
Right, I might just give you a ring.
It's no trouble for me to come down, get the lie of the land, so to speak.
Yeah, I'll ring you.
Right you are. Just you remember, Bert Fry, the trick is to keep the furrow straight and make sure all the trash gets buried.
Like you know, cheeky vermit.
Yes.
Ever see he's blowing at Grange Farm? Look like a drunkard being at his blowing pole.
I suppose that's why he thinks he needs the practice.
What for? His blowing days are over. No great loss to British agriculture.
For the competition?
What competition?
The one you're in.
Well, he's entered for Padma.
Yeah. Didn't you know?
No, I didn't. Well, that's a laugh.
It doesn't worry you?
Oh, I'd be more worried if young Pip entered.
So would I.
He's only doing it to spite me. We'll see who has the last laugh.
Oh, dear, I didn't realise it was a grudge match.
Ooh, won't be any sort of a match. I can play, he can't.
Oh, well, that makes things simple, then.
Was that the big mystery, then?
What?
He come over here specially to tell you he was entering the ploughing competition.
Well, only because he wanted to know if we'd got a bit of land he could practice on.
You what? Oh, that cheek of the man.
Well,
he knows I'll be practising on Brookfield land.
You hadn't actually mentioned that, Bert.
Oh, you don't mind, do you?
No, of course not. But I hadn't realised that you and Joe were taking it so seriously.
That's not a problem, as long as you didn't tell him he could practise on Brookfield land. David? You didn't, did you?
Jill's buying some treats at the village shop.
Just please, thanks, Betty.
Oh, someone's got a sweet tooth.
They're for Daniel. I'm going up to the stables.
Oh, they're settling in there.
All right, I think. A lot of work to do.
Oh, there always is.
Should have just got the decorators in at the moment.
Oh, lucky her. You got any plans to redecorate?
Not really. Shula and I have much the same taste. I always liked the way she had Glebe Cottage.
I suppose that's the advantage of swapping houses with one of the family. That'll be £2.55, please.
It can have disadvantages too.
It's too easy to get hold of if there are any problems.
Yes. Oh, here we are. You must be excited about tomorrow, going to Prince Charles's farm.
Thanks. Yes, I am. I don't know if they keep hens, though. Would you like these in a bag?
Yes, please. You have to take notes.
Got that delivery sorted for you, love.
Oh, thanks.
Afternoon, Mike.
All right.
Giving Betty a hand, that's nice.
Well, ain't much else to do.
Here you are, then, Jill.
Thanks. Pity you're not going on this trip tomorrow, then, if you've got the time.
Didn't want to. Ain't very relevant to me, is it?
Well, I'm sure you'd have found it interesting. Mm.
Fascinating. Pat was saying how much she's looking forward to it. Such a well-known farm.
Yeah, and money's no object.
Well, it is a working farm, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. I might as well measure up for that extra shelving you want while I'm here.
It was only an idea.
It'll pass the time.
All right, then. Sorry about that, Jill.
Oh, don't worry about me. The thing's a bit slow for Mike, then.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it'll pick up.
So am I, but... Well, it doesn't really help that I'm so busy.
He's bound to find something soon. He's such a hard worker.
Well, that's part of the problem, you see. He really doesn't know what to do with himself when he's not working.
That's often true of men.
Just sits and broods.
Isn't there anything he could do?
Well, Pat was talking about him giving Tony a hand with his veg boxes.
Oh, yes.
Well, he could deliver them off the milk van.
That sounds like a good idea.
It'd be something.
He's not interested.
Well, I haven't mentioned it to him yet. I'm waiting for the right moment.
David Archer, you got a minute?
Oh, no. Afternoon, Joe.
Yeah, what are you putting the fence along here for?
Stop the cows walking back over what's already been grazed.
I'd have put an electric fence in.
Yeah, well, I fancy something more permanent. What can I do for you, Joe?
Oh, this won't take long. Only you did say you'd ring me.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I haven't had a moment, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, don't matter. I was passing any road.
Were you?
And you don't have to come up with me to the field. You just point me in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah, look, about that, Joe, look, I'm sorry, but the thing is, there's a problem.
Oh, you haven't had a chance to decide?
Well, not exactly.
Oh, don't worry. I'll just have a bit of a wander around, see if I can find somewhere.
Look, Joe, I'm sorry about this, but I really don't think it's such a good idea after
well,
all.
Well, it wouldn't interfere with anything you're doing. Well, there must be something you want ploughing. Or is Debbie Aldridge doing it all?
No, it's not that. I just don't think it's a good idea for you to practice on Brookfield land.
Why not? He was quite happy about it yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but now I've had time to think about it. Well, it's more complicated than I realised.
Me ploughing up a bit of worn-out grass, then. But... Oh, I see.
Yeah, I thought you might.
It's your missus who don't like the idea.
Ruth, nothing to do with Ruth.
I can soon put her straight.
You don't need
to... Where is she? Down with the cars? Because I've...
Joe, it's got nothing to do with Ruth.
Well, what's happened? Yesterday, you said...
I hadn't thought it through properly.
What is it to think about?
Well, I hadn't talked to Bert, and of course, when I did...
Oh, I see, yeah.
This is Bert Fry's doing, is it, eh?
No. It's my fault. I knew Bert was entering the competition. I should have realised...
That he wanted to mess things up for everybody else.
No, but you can see it's awkward.
I could see everything was fine till Bert Fry stuck his oar in.
Look, if that's the way you want to look at it, Joe, that's up to you. It doesn't make any difference to my decision.
He knows the only way he's going to win is by scuppering my chances.
I just don't want to get involved in all that, which is why I think it would be a better idea if you found somewhere else to practice your ploughing.
Right where? I bet Bert Fry's been bad-mouthing me on every farm in the county.
It's not my problem. I'm sorry if you feel I've let you down, but there it is.
Oh, I know who's to blame. You wait till I get my hands on him. You'll wish he'd never even seen a plough.
Oh, thanks, Mum. I'll put them in his treats box. He can choose one when he gets in from school.
How's he settling in here?
Oh, he loves it. All the space for him to play, and being so near the horses.
Do you think he's going to follow in your footsteps?
Oh, nothing as dull as that. We've got a budding David Attenborough on our hands.
Really?
You know Alistair promised him an exotic pet to make up for losing his hamster.
I thought he didn't mind about that.
Well, he doesn't seem to.
So what does he want to replace it?
A python.
Good heavens.
He got it all worked out. Showed Alistair a picture of the sort he wanted.
And Alistair said?
Snakes live in the jungle and wouldn't be very happy here.
Good thinking.
Yes. Only then he said he wanted a tarantula because spiders do live here.
He's very logical, isn't he?
Unfortunately, we told him tarantulas were a different kind of spider. You couldn't have them roaming around in the house.
I should think not.
So now he wants a monkey.
Oh!
Because they're related to us, so it would be easy to make them part of the family.
He's got an answer for everything, hasn't he?
Yes. Oh, poor Alistair. He tried to make him understand how hard it would be to look after these kind of pets.
I'm sure he did.
But Daniel just said, you're a vet. You know how to do it.
So how have you left it?
Well, we said we couldn't have any more animals in the house until the decorating's finished.
No. It's going very well.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
I do. Quite a transformation. Especially the living room.
I think so.
Of course, it was very cosy the way Chris and George had it, but...
Oh, Mum, well, I remember... You know we're going out with them next week to celebrate me taking over the stables and Chris retiring?
Yes, anywhere special.
Oh, where would you like to go?
Me?
Yeah. As it's your birthday, we wondered whether you'd like to make it a joint celebration.
Oh, I see.
For all the family. Ask David and Ruth and Elizabeth and Nigel too.
It sounds lovely, darling.
I just hope George cheers up a bit by then.
He must be pleased with the results of the village survey.
They were good, weren't they? Siobhan was telling me.
No support at all for the kind of executive housing Matt Crawford had in mind.
No, though quite happy about some small development, I gather.
Yes, a bit of family housing and some low-cost stuff for local people. They did a good piece on Radio Borsage. You're two very balanced.
Still didn't make up for Jason not coming near the police house this week.
Chris thinks that's George's fault for breathing down his neck so much last week.
No, he wouldn't like that.
Poor George. I just think he was looking for an excuse to get out of the lodge.
It's the public inquiry next week into the development. Maybe that'll keep him busy.
He must be a fish out of water up there. It's hard to accept change at our age.
You seem to do all right.
Do I?
Is something the matter, Mum?
No.
Come on. Aren't you happy at Glebe Cottage? You would tell me, wouldn't you?
Oh, it's nothing to do with Glebe Cottage, really. You mustn't think that.
Well, then what... Oh, is it Brookfield?
It's silly. It's not even worth mentioning.
Well, you can mention it to me.
You'll laugh at me.
I won't.
I went up there yesterday and the Argo was off.
Oh.
Exactly. Trivial, really.
I was more thinking it was an odd thing for them to do.
Oh, they didn't mean to do it. One of the children switched it off and they just hadn't got round to putting it back on again.
But how are they managing without it?
Microwave, immersion heater. Oh. They don't live like Phil and me. Of course they don't. It's fine.
You don't sound very fine about it.
I am, truly. It was time for us to go. It's just... I know it's not my kitchen anymore. So it's untidy. So they've got a television in there. It doesn't matter. It's their home. And I was starting to get used to it.
I know you were.
But when I went over to the Argo to put the kettle on and it was stone cold, well... It just got to me, that's all.
Oh, I don't know why Sid wanted you in tonight. There's hardly anybody here.
It'll be busy later on. There's a darts match.
Oh, yeah.
You could play if you wanted. Sid's had a bit of trouble getting a team together.
Well, he'd mention it to me. Still has par for the course these days.
Well, he probably thought I would. Oh, that reminds me. Pat wanted me to ask you something.
People too scared to talk to me or something.
Of course not.
We've got round and got the plague.
Don't be silly. People just don't see you much. Anyway, Pat was wondering...
Bert Fry being in?
Oi, excuse me. Betty and me are in the middle of a private conversation here.
Sorry, has he though?
Oh. I think he might be in the ploughman's.
Oh, it's a laugh. We'll see who's the ploughman.
He gets worse.
I know. Anyway, Pat was wondering...
Well, why shouldn't Bert be in the ploughman's? I mean, is that where the darts match is?
I don't think so. It's about their veg box.
Evening,
scheme.
Betty.
Oh. Evening, David.
Was that Joe Grundy who just came in?
Oi. She's here to serve drinks, not direct traffic.
My, take no notice of him, David.
Oh, sorry. But I really don't want to see him.
He's gone in the ploughman's.
Looking for Bert Fry.
Oh, no. Well, let's just hope he doesn't find him.
What's going on with them?
They've both entered this ploughing competition.
Oh, that sounds interesting. You might think about that, Mike.
Yeah, if we still had a plough.
I didn't realise it was a fight to the death.
Ploughshares at dawn, eh?
Yeah. Joe asked me if he could practice at Brookfield.
Good evening, everybody.
Thought you were in the ploughman's.
Oh, Joe Grundy is, if you want him.
Well, what would I want with Joe Grundy?
Exactly. Can I get you a drink, Bert?
I think he wants to talk to you about being a better ploughman.
You what?
Mike.
Pint, then, is it?
Yeah.
What do you reckon to our chances in this darts match,
then? I don't think that's going to be the main event of the evening.
Ah, here you are. I've been looking for you.
Ah, I know he wants a word with you,
but
too.
I'm going to leave you to it. If anybody wants me, I'll be in the ploughman's.
Oh, well, let them all know.
Right, what can I get you?
What do you mean by queering my pitch at Brookfield?
Well, you aren't entitled to a pitch at Brookfield.
If David Archer don't mind, I don't see what's got to do with you. It ain't your farm.
Well, I've given them the best years of my life. You've no right to come sneaking along behind my back.
Who are you calling a sneak?
Gents, please, keep it down.
Hey, don't spoil the fun, Betty. This is just getting interesting.
You entered this contest just to spite me.
To beat you, you mean?
And then you have the cheek to ask if you can practice at Brookfield.
Ah, well, you put a stop to that, didn't you?
Too right, I did.
Well, it ain't going to stop me. I could beat you with me eyes shut.
Some of the ploughing you did over Grange Farm, you probably did have your eyes shut.
Now, look here, I've had just a bit enough of this.
Yes, and so have I.
Oh, Betty.
But you should be ashamed of yourselves.
Well, he started it.
And I'll finish it.
Not in this pub, you won't. If you can't behave yourselves, you'll have to leave.
Well, suits me. I ain't stopping here to be insulted.
Well, neither am I.
Okay, Mike Tucker. Hey. I'll see you another time.
Right. Oh, Grundy, you've ruined my evening.
Well, that was a laugh.
You shouldn't egg him on. Still, if it's cheered you up a bit.
Well, past the time.
So would giving Tony a hand with his veg boxes. Pat wonders if you'd be interested.
Is that what you wanted to tell me? Oh, that's old news. I mentioned that way back.
Yeah, but nothing was decided.
Oh, and you thought it was time you found me some work?
No, Pat asked me.
Yeah, of course she did. Ain't quite a charity case yet.
Who's talking about charity? It's work.
Half a day a week's work. All right, I'll do it.
You will?
Yeah, why not? Better than nothing.
Good. Shall I tell Pat or will you?
Oh, you're seeing it tomorrow. Hey, now there's a thought.
What?
Well, if you're going to take for work for me, perhaps you better have a word with Prince Charles. See if he could do with Anne with his woodlands.
Yeah. It's the day of the visit to Duchy Home Farm.
OK, if you'd like to follow me, I'd like to take you to see some of our clover fields. Could you all remember to keep together, please? It's important that nobody wanders. Oh,
that was interesting.
Yeah, he is good, isn't he? Yeah. What's his name again?
David Wilson, the farm manager.
He's working the farm all right. Oh, it's so lovely to see this place.
Yeah, bigger than I thought. 30 acres of veg.
Oh, the size of that lazy weed.
How many people did it take?
9, I think.
Yeah. Tom could have his whole harem working with him.
Well, that's what you can do when you've got the resources.
Oh, well used, though.
6 acres for veg boxes. Plenty of variety.
Well, we can manage that.
Oh, Betty, did you get a chance to talk to Mike?
Oh, yeah. He'd be glad to give you a hand.
Oh, that's good. Only I knew you were a bit worried.
So, what's so special, then, about this clover field?
Well, it's clover, I suppose.
What's so special?
Oh, don't get Dad started on clover.
It's the key to everything.
Here we go. The meaning of life.
That and a good rotation.
Well, that goes without saying.
It's red clover, isn't it?
Yeah, it fixes nitrogen better than white, you see, Betty.
Oh. Okay, Dad. I don't think we need the agronomy class.
She asked me.
Well, I do remember a bit from when Mike had his veg.
It's got a better D value.
Oh, yes, the stalk's more digestible than grass, so it encourages the cows to make more milk.
Yeah. Oh. Plus, you don't have to use artificial nitrogen.
And, of course, too much nitrogen also weakens the cell wall of your crops.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the more nitrogen you use, the more fungicides you have to put on.
Dad, Betty knows all this. She's just too polite to tell you to shut up.
Oh, sorry.
It's one of his hobby horses.
No.
Yes.
No, it's interesting.
Yeah, well, I'm sure David will be even more interesting. Let's try and keep up with him, shall we?
You didn't need to come down for Josh. I could have brought him back as usual. It's no trouble.
Oh, I needed a few things from the shop. Poor Susan, she's a bit harassed today.
Of course. Betty's on the Duchy Home Farm trip, isn't she? Susan very busy?
It's not that. Mike's decided to give her a helping hand.
Really?
Yeah. He's got all sorts of interesting ideas for reorganising the storeroom.
Oh, dear. Well, they've got a lovely day for the trip.
So where is Josh?
In the garden, playing with Tibby and Tiger.
Oh, they haven't come back again.
Cats are very territorial.
Oh, so are most animals.
You'd think they'd like the stables. More for them to do.
Well, maybe that's the problem. I imagine things are a bit chaotic up there, aren't they, with the decorators in.
You think they're feeling neglected?
They feel more comfortable here, and who can blame them? How do you do it, Jill?
What?
Well, you've hardly been here a fortnight, but you've made it so homely already.
It was lovely the way Shula had it. I haven't changed much.
I know, but you've got a real gift for putting your own stamp on a place.
We all have.
Yeah, only mine's mess and muddle.
No, he's not.
Oh, come on, Jill, be honest. Haven't you once thought, I don't know, that woman's only been in charge of Brookfield for a fortnight and she's reduced it to rubble?
No, it's your home. You have it the way you want it.
Oh, and you don't cringe every time you walk through the kitchen door?
No.
Good. You can come and have lunch with us then.
Oh, look at that rotation, Betty. Winter wheat, spring oats, spring beans, winter rye.
Oh, Dad, leave poor Betty alone. You should be listening to this.
Yes, you should.
Interesting the way they're going to deal with the slurry.
Really? Oh, I missed that.
OK, that's enough about the dairy. Oh,
thanks, Dad.
Now we're going to take a walk through the woodland.
Look, I don't really have to pay attention now to tell Mike.
It is a beautiful day and I don't want to hurry you, but if I could just ask you again to try and keep up with the main party and we'll move right through the wood and I'll speak to you again on the other side.
Well, I missed most of that. Thanks to you, Dad.
Oh, come on now, love, don't exaggerate.
He explains it well, doesn't he? But there's quite a lot to take in.
Yeah, especially if you're being distracted. Well, I'm going to go and catch up with him, see if we'll go over a few points with
him. Oh, Helen, I can tell
it's
you
all right, Mum, if he didn't mind answering questions.
Oh, she's very keen, isn't she?
It's a polite way of putting it.
Oh, it's what we've come for, isn't it? Hey, look, let's get into those woods. I could do with a bit of shade.
So they use the reed beds as a filtration system.
Oh, I see.
And they've got an aeration chamber with a settlement lagoon. It's an impressive setup.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that working at Bridge Farm.
Hmm.
Oh, these woods are lovely, aren't they?
When did they start replanting?
1988, with native hardwoods.
There's a lovely beach here. Field maple.
Yeah, and before that, it was mainly softwood.
Have you been taking notes?
I thought it might interest Mike.
Was he OK about doing the veg boxes?
Well, sort of. He did say, while I was touting for work for him...
Ouch.
Perhaps I could ask Prince Charles if he needed a hand with the timber work.
Doesn't look like it. He probably doesn't have the time to do it himself anyway.
Oh, I don't know. He laid some of the hedges.
Did he?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well, let's check with Tony. He's the fount of all knowledge. Tony!
Yes, love?
Did the prince lay some of the hedges?
Oh, yeah, you know, where they've gone back to the old field shapes.
Yeah, I thought so. I wonder how long it took him to learn. Oh,
we couldn't ask that.
Helen could.
Well, Mike's laid a fair few hedges in his time. He's quite good at it.
We ought to rescue poor David from her. He must be...
Oh. He's got rid of her. Wise man.
Well, where is she, then? Can you see her?
Nope.
Oh, I haven't seen her for a while.
She went off down one of them side paths. I saw her.
But she's not supposed to do that. Why didn't you say something?
Well, I thought David must have told her it was all right. She wouldn't have done it otherwise, would she?
Ah, wouldn't she?
Well, I'm sure she'll catch up with us soon.
Well, she'd better get a move on. We'll be out of here soon.
It'll be obvious, then.
What is she playing at? Look, I'll go back for her.
Well, no, Tony, don't you stray off, too.
No, she can't have gone far. I'll find her, don't worry.
No, but Tony! Great. that's everything remotely interesting we've got in the fridge. Should be something edible there.
Looks fine. Very varied.
It's the basics for some sort of lunch. Do you want to put the kettle on while I at least chop a bit of salad?
Right, well,
are you okay about sharing your birthday celebrations with Chris and Shula?
Yes, of course. I would have wanted to see them anyway.
Well, that's what we thought.
As long as they don't mind.
Well, they wouldn't have suggested it if they did. And anyway...
Oh.
What's the matter?
The Argus back on.
Oh, sorry, I should have said. You can still use the electric kettle.
I was just a bit surprised, that's all. You didn't seem very bothered about it being off before.
Until we forgot to put the immersion heater on, and David came back in the middle of the night after a difficult carving.
Oh, dear.
I know it's quite warm once the sun gets up, but it's starting to be chilly in the morning.
It is a lovely feeling coming down to a warm kitchen.
Yeah. I sort of missed it. Didn't feel like Brookfield somehow.
I know.
Another advantage that we've discovered with Ayrshire cattle is that they are particularly hardy.
Tony's been gone ages.
Don't worry, nobody seems to have noticed.
She can't really have gone far. Also,
I hope you're right. Look, here's Tony, anyway.
But no Helen. It's no use. I've looked everywhere. I can't find her.
Well, maybe she's gone back to the coach.
Or found another way to catch up with us. Yes, but we're supposed to stick together. What are we going to do? Well, I'd like to hear about the dairy herd.
It's very interesting.
Oh, Tony. Oh, I've missed enough as it is. What else can I do?
It's nearly lunchtime. They're bound to notice she's missing then.
Oh, good. Then they can find her.
OK, now we'll just walk up to the top of the field and you'll see a couple of our rare breeds. So if you'd just like to follow me, I'll show you our Gloucesters.
Oh, this is such a nuisance. I'm missing things.
I hope we're going to see some pigs.
Well, I hope we're not going to get arrested. People must do this all the time.
Yes, of course they do. She's probably somewhere trying to explain herself to security.
Oh, now you've really put my mind at rest.
Well, serve her right. If you will go wandering off...
God, are you not still bringing up the rear?
Helen, where have you been? Your mother's been frantic.
Oh, sorry, Mum.
Where have you been? What were you doing?
I'll tell you later. Come on. Don't you want to take a look at these Gloucesters?
No, you two are very naughty cats. What am I going to do with you wandering off all the time?
I just worry about them on the road.
Yes. Oh, Mum, you're tidying the garden up already.
Oh, just a bit of cutting back.
Oh, I bet it'll look lovely next spring.
Well, you always had it looking nice, dear.
Oh, I'll never be the gardener you are.
We all have our different talents.
Yes, only you seem to have a lot.
Different ways of making ourselves at home.
What, like switching the arbor off?
Oh, it's back on.
Really? That was quick.
Nothing to do with me. I won't pretend I'm not pleased, though.
Oh, that was a really good day out.
Yeah. I enjoyed seeing those Tamworths. They're one of our oldest breeds related to wild boars.
Mm.
That's why they're so intelligent.
Yeah, but I like the large blacks. Oh, gorgeous, those big floppy ears.
Yeah, and I hear their bacon's pretty good.
I don't know why you had to make such a big mystery of it.
Oh, she's just being awkward, Pat. Ignore her.
I can't tell you. It's an official secret.
You did get caught by security. I knew it.
Not security.
She just got lost. Look, let's change the subject.
Yes, let's. Highgrove cheese, now there's an interesting subject.
Oh, no, not cheese again.
And it was delicious, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yes. Made especially for Prince Charles as a one-off by a dairy in Wales.
Was it?
Yeah. The milk came from the Ayrshires, the herd we've just seen.
I don't remember David saying anything about it.
No, she pestered him about it.
I didn't pester anyone. And it wasn't David who told me. And apparently they sent a few tanker loads to a farmhouse cheesemaker in West Wales. Naturally, he wondered if you might know her.
Who did? And who told you all this?
Someone I met in the woods. He was interested in where I come from, so I was telling him about Bridge Farm and all our enterprises.
Yeah, of which cheesemaking is not one.
No, he thinks it should be.
Oh, does he? Well, if you think I'm going to change my mind on the recommendation of some forestry worker, even if he does work on Duchy Home
he
Farm...
He wasn't a forestry worker, and he doesn't work on the farm. Well, not exactly.
More riddles.
Helen, who did you meet in the woods?
A sales rep for Highgrove Cheese.
Sort of.
Helen, what? No, you're joking.
Honestly, Mum.
Really?
Really?
What, to tell your father?
Oh, this better be good. What? No.
Yes.
What?
What was he doing in the woods?
Well, checking the tree guards. And, well, if he can't wander around them...
And you told him about our trees?
Yes. And he really was interested, Dad. I'm not just saying that.
Well, good Lord.
So, you see, we've got to do the cheese now. It's almost by royal command.
It's Friday evening, and Fallon's plans for a big night out have hit a snag.
Lizzie, knew this would happen.
Oh, hi, Fallon.
Hi, Fallon. I thought you were going to the gig.
Yeah, so did I.
Oh, dear. Been stood up?
Well, I hope not. But if I have, someone's life won't be worth living.
Ed Grundy's?
How did you guess?
How late is he?
Well, we said we'd meet outside the Bull at 7:30.
We're giving love to some of our mates. You can come with us if you like.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we can squeeze one more in.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we're so pleased with himself about getting us wheels. I should know better.
You got your ticket?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no way I was letting Ed look after my ticket. Not when I parted with hard-earned dosh for it.
He's not actually taking you there.
No way. It was strictly business. He got me the ticket and a lift, he said.
Well, maybe this is him now.
No, that's Will's car.
Will ain't taking his car.
No, but guess who has?
Oh, I see. Well, that explains a lot.
Isn't that Will in the back?
No, that's Jazza. Oh, great.
Will knows.
Oh, you were joking, aren't you?
You can still come with us if you want to, Fallon.
Ah, so this is where the movers and shakers hang out. You get ready to party, people. Elvis has entered the building.
Don't mind, do you?
Nah, of course not. Ain't really got started yet.
Good, though.
Yeah, this is only the support band.
Shouldn't take us long.
Nah, that's cool.
Only Dad made such a fuss about me coming.
Yeah, Grandad said he weren't very happy.
That's an understatement. I think I was 7, not 17. You're always like that.
Well, he used to be. Once I started work.
I've started, and it's made no difference to Dad. Picking me up from this gig like he was fetching me back from some kid's birthday party.
Oh, well, at least we'll get a lift.
All this fuss. Finding him in landmarks and he knows where to park.
Well, that ain't such a bad idea.
Could have met him on the road, but he said he might hold up the traffic.
Yeah, it could get a bit chaotic when we're all going home.
You're so reasonable, Will. It's not natural.
Sorry.
I'm teasing you. What about that tree? Great big open. I can't miss that.
Yeah, as long as he gets the right field.
It's true. Oh, this is such a drag.
Here, come on, let's look at the gateway. You know, might be a number on it or... Don't believe it.
What's the matter?
Oh, that's my car.
Yours? You sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Sorry.
I didn't mean to shout. It's just such a shock, seeing it there.
Well, where did you leave it?
At Keeper's Cottage. The exhaust's a bit dodgy. Dad said he was going to take a look at it for me.
You didn't leave the keys in it, did you?
No. Left them on the kitchen table for Dad to... Oh.
What? Someone hot-wired under their noses? Should we call the police?
No, or... I don't need Sherlock Holmes to tell me who did this. He'll be asking for police protection by the time I've finished with him.
Oh, God, that was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, brilliant.
Oh, I didn't think they'd be that good live.
You never know, do you?
Oh, should we go and get a drink?
Good idea.
So when's Helen going up to the palace?
What palace? Oh, that.
God, are you excited your sister's been appointed royal cheesemaker?
I think she made the whole thing up.
Tom!
It's a cover story. Probably nip off into the woods for a quick spliff.
Helen! Oh, is that likely?
Not as likely as a stumbling over royalty. Oh, don't tell me this is the end of the queue.
Oh, everyone's here, aren't they? Look. Oh, Fallon!
Hiya!
Fancy meeting you here.
Ed managed to get you here, then.
Just about.
So, what's the story?
Does Will know Ed's borrowed his car?
Of course he doesn't.
Do you even have to ask?
That's a bit risky. He is here, you know.
Along with a few thousand others.
We've seen him, though, Fallon.
Yeah, and I've seen some of my mates from college, thank God.
You're not enjoying your night out with Ed, then?
I might have if I hadn't brought Jazza. Why he had to...
Why? Didn't you get a choice?
No, that'd be right. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Now I found my mates.
Yeah, there you go. I got you a lager and a burger. Are you all right, Tom? Kirsty?
Hiya.
Oh, it's wicked, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you managed to get something for yourself?
I was thirsty work standing in a queue.
Fine, keep mine if you like. My mates are getting me something.
What mates?
My mates from college.
You don't know him. It's like a crash at their place tonight.
But you're coming back with me.
I never said I was.
It might be the least of your problems.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't.
He's behind you.
Well, could you just butt out and leave me to sort this out with my lady?
You what?
Ed, I've been looking for you.
I tried to tell you.
I'm not your lady.
What do you think you're playing at?
Taking Will's car like that.
Not anybody's lady.
Well, if you will leave your car keys lying around.
Yeah, for Dad to pick up. You knew that.
Don't intend on being anybody's lady.
Go, girl.
Give them back to me right now.
Oh, what? Can I? Who's going to make me?
Ed, don't be silly.
Well, yeah, you want him. You come and get him.
Don't you dare. Come back, my kid.
Well!
Well, that was fun.
Another fab night out with the Grundy boys, I am.
Now what am I supposed to do?
I'll stay with us. We're not going anywhere.
We're going to be in this queue for the next 3 years.
Well, I can't meet my mates. They're a laugh.
I just might give it up. I've heard the band I came for.
Oh, some good ones still to come.
Dad's coming for me soon. I'll give him a break and turn up early.
If you're sure.
Don't worry about your dad.
Get him off my back if I'm a good little girl for once. See you later. Bye, Em.
The trouble she has with her parents. And my mum just told me to go out and have a good time.
Oh, it was round here somewhere.
Oi, Emma! Emma!
I'm in the right place, then. I don't know if I'm speaking to you.
Oh, God, give us a break, Em. Tonight's turned into a right trip.
Oh, whose fault's that? Taking Will's car.
Yeah, well, the keys were just lying in there.
It's no excuse.
I'm taking good care of it now, and I. Standing here, making sure no one nicks it.
No one else.
Where is Will, anyway?
You tell me. Last I saw, he was looking for you.
Yeah, well, I better make myself scarce, then. You want to live home?
In Will's car. You've got a nerve.
Oh, tonight's a write-off. You can't take you home.
My dad's fetching me, thank you very much.
Yeah, so where is he?
Good question. We were supposed to meet by the oak tree.
What, a tree in the dark?
It wasn't dark when I rang him.
Well, maybe you better ring again.
No, he must be on his way by now.
Yeah, well, along with half the dads in Borsetshire. You've seen the traffic down there.
I know.
Look, just come back with me. See if he's in the jam.
I don't fancy hanging around here much longer.
Yeah, well, that's sorted.
You're right to drive.
Are you sure the length of the queue at the beer tent? Come on, let's go.
I left it here somewhere.
Yeah, well, this is the car park.
Putting a few lights, I wouldn't have killed them.
Weren't we by a tree?
Take your pick.
Well, let's get back to the gateway, then I can orientate myself.
Yeah, light's better too.
Oh, watch out, mate! Yeah, same to you.
Maniac.
Didn't you see who it was?
I was too busy trying not to get run over. Oh.
Yeah. Obviously, Will didn't find him.
No, Fallon did. His luck's really in tonight.
Oh, that wasn't Fallon. That was Emma.
Are you sure?
Yeah, she waved.
Emma? What's happened to Neil?
She said an oak tree. I knew this had happened.
Emma! Emma! Oh, hello.
William. Well, that's a start. Where's Emma?
Ain't she with you?
No. I've been waiting here a good half hour. Can't get her on my mobile.
No. Sorry, she hasn't got it with her. Because I've got mine.
Oh, great.
This is a tree we picked. That's why I came.
Why isn't she with you?
It's a long story.
Go on, I'm listening.
Ed stole my car.
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
Well, I found him, chased after him, and when I got back, Emma had gone.
William, we trusted you, and you left my little girl alone in the dark with all sorts of riffraff.
Oh, she were with Tom and Kirsty, and I've been looking for her ever since.
Well, where did they say she'd gone?
To meet you.
When was this?
I don't know, about an hour ago.
Hour? Where is she then?
Maybe she's got to live with someone else.
Someone else? You were really worrying me.
Sorry.
Dark on this road. You got your headlights full off?
Yeah, of course. Oh, it's the wood. It's really thick here. We're going to be out of it soon.
Sooner the better.
Well, do you want me to give it some poke?
Oh, suits me. Sooner we're back. Ed? What's that? Ed!
Oh, God! Ed! Emma, are you all right? Emma! Oh, no! Emma! Emma! Oh, please, Emma, speak to me, please! Emma!
Ed?
Oh, my God! Oh, thank God!
What happened? What was that?
It was a deer, I think. Look, that don't matter. Look, can you get out?
I don't know. Ah! Oh, my leg!
me have a look.
What the hell's
that? God. No, it's nothing. Look, they're just a bit stuck, that's all. Look. I'll soon have you out.
Shouldn't we just wait? Ah!
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry, we're nearly there.
Shouldn't we just get out, get your nose oil?
Let's just get you away from the car first.
What? What's that? What's the smell?
It's nothing. Don't worry. Oh, come on! Don't worry. I think I can... Look, they're free. Come on, Em. Come on.
I don't know if I can.
You can. Now just put your arms around my neck.
I'll try.
Look, we're nearly there. Nearly there. Oh, that's it. Look, you're out now. No, it's all over. Can you just... Oh, Emma. Oh, God, no. Oh, I'm sorry. No, we've got to get away from...
What the hell was that?
Oh, God, I think it's a car. Stop, Tom, quickly.
You stay here.
You gotta be kidding.
Oh, Emma. Then what can I do?
Ed? Emma? Ed?
Emma. What's the matter with Emma?
I don't know. I think she's breathing.
Let me see. Get an ambulance, Tom. And the police.
No, no, not the police. No, I didn't mean this to happen. It was an accident.
I've got to. This is serious.
Look, I don't understand. Why didn't you hand it?
What? No, it don't matter. Why is she so still?
Someone's coming.
No, not the police, no. It was a deer. I couldn't help it. She was trapped. I could smell petrol.
No, shh. Look, you did great. It's going to be all right.
What's happened?
Shh.
What's going on?
Oh. Tom? Neil? What can we do to... Ed?
Look, I'm afraid there's been an accident.
Oh, my God. Emma. What have you done to her?
I'm sorry.
It's all right, I'm getting an ambulance.
Look, it's all right. She just passed out.
All right.
Hello, emergency services. Ambulance, please, now.
Why was she in a
car crash?
Is that why?
Barrow Woods.
Oh,
Ed. I'm so sorry.
Get your hands off her. Give it to me.
I don't know, she's unconscious. Can't you just come?
Emma, sweetheart, can you hear me? It's your dad. Don't worry, love. I'm here.
It's on its way.
Oh, Ed, what have you done?
I didn't mean to. It was my fault.
You just hang on in there, sweetheart. Help's coming. It won't be long now. And Dad's here. Emma? Oh, Emma.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.